You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show, Evan Cohen with you on the 23rd day of November, 2022. As always, brought to you by Duffy's. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And join Duffy's for the second annual Turkey Bowl Thanksgiving at Duffy's. Extended hours, all locations, every game from noon until 11 p.m. tomorrow. See, everybody's got this whole mindset, oh, you got to be with your family at a house or whatever. But, like, honestly, if you live in Boca and you have family in Vero, do you want to travel? And if you live in Vero and you have family in Fort Lauderdale, do you want to travel? Like, wouldn't you just rather go to Duffy's and just say, hey, like, let's go all go here. I don't want to host it because then I have to clean everything up and I got to get this and that. The other thing, why not just go to Duffy's where you could celebrate together this Thanksgiving, sit back, relax, and enjoy a traditional Thanksgiving feast with all of the fixings and catch all the games on the 80-plus TVs. Plus, you'll get to watch the football, of course, tomorrow. You got Buffalo at Detroit at 12:30, New York, of course, the Giants at Dallas at 4:30, and New England at Minnesota at 8:20. And on that Thanksgiving menu, the turkey dinner platter, the pumpkin pie, the Jack Apple Old Fashioned. You can reserve now. Go to DuffysMVP.com for more information. Well, the inevitable seemingly has happened. Adam Schefter reports today, of course, of ESPN, that the New York Jets, I'm going to read you the tweet, Adam Schefter, during a team meeting minutes ago, Jets players were informed that Zach Wilson is not starting Sunday's game versus the Chicago Bears. Sources tell ESPN, Wilson, who had a 5-2 record as a starting quarterback this season, with both losses coming versus the Pats, is being benched. He is the second overall pick of the draft a year ago, guys. He has started 20 games. He has not been very good at all. And of course, now he's getting benched. What's interesting about this is you have to wonder, in this specific case, do words matter? And normally, in the NFL, your performance should matter, as long as you don't say anything disparaging, of course, which he did not. But your performance should matter more than your words should matter in some cases, right, in terms of the NFL, as long as you're not taking anything too far across the line, whatever. But Zach Wilson's words on Sunday and the lack of accountability was so overwhelming when asked if he felt like he let down the defense when they scored 3 total points on offense or on special teams, and he said no, that created a firestorm. Created an absolute firestorm. And there are positions in this world. You're a CEO of the company, of any company, okay? You're a quarterback of a football team. You're a goalie in soccer or in hockey. You're a pitcher in baseball. You're the best player on a basketball team, right? And obviously that is positionless in that regard, but it is your job, a coach, a general manager. There are some jobs that you are a commissioner. You are paid a lot of money to be accountable. You're paid a lot of money to publicly take a hit for the rest of your team. Even if you don't 100% agree with the hit you're taking, it is your job in that moment to make sure, in this case as a quarterback, to make sure that you, as the quarterback, are going to take the hit for the other 52 guys in the roster and the other 10 guys on offense. That is literally what you are paid to do. Yes, you are paid to throw passes. Yes, you are paid to not turn the ball over. Yes, you are paid to win games. But inevitably, you're going to not complete every pass, you're going to turn the ball over, and you're not going to win a game. And then you are paid to take a hit publicly. I'll never forget an episode of Entourage on HBO where E, who's the agent for Vinny Chase, the actor, he says to Vinny, you're not paid to act, you're paid to promote. Because you could be the greatest actor of all time, but if nobody watches the film, does it really matter? And in this case, you are paid. When you lose, When you lose, you are paid to take a hit. And Zach Wilson did not. Bob and the team at Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning. Bob's been representing his company unbelievably well since 1980. Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly serving Royal Palm Beach and beyond, and they can't wait to help you with your next project. Whether it's an installation, repair, or seasonal maintenance, Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning can help. Give them a call at 561-793-7497 or bradleyair.com to speak with the knowledgeable and trained team at Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning. Ken Levick Alive right now on ESPN 106.3.